Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. It is my pleasure to say hello to the extraordinary Michael Hebron, world-renowned golf instructor, recipient of many awards for his teachings. Michael has studied extensively about the art and zen of learning golf, which is the title of one of his many books on the subject. And Michael teaches on Long Island at Smithtown Landing. Welcome to Talking Golf, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning, Ann.
I have five of your books sitting right on my desk.
Wow.
And, I'm getting through them, so I'm hoping my handicap will improve. But what prompted you to focus in on the study of the actual learning process of golf?
That's a good question. But first, thanks for all you do to promote the game of golf. And thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Several years ago, I was waiting for a student I thought I was doing a very poor job with. And I was supposed to be this recognized instructor. And it was very confusing to me what was missing. And my aha moment was I had some information, but I had very few insights into how people learn anything, whether it's in a classroom, business, or in coaching. So I started to study how learning happens and how important the brain is the gateway to learning. And some of my approaches back then were not connecting with how people actually learn. I was just providing information without doing it in a way that they could learn from it and remember it and then put it to use later. So that was the starting point.
And so where did you study? I know you said you went to Harvard. You went to all these different areas
to really
learn.
Harvard got a kick. They have a graduate school of education, and it's called Connecting the Brain and Learning. And I got hold of them, and they kind of got a kick out of an athlete coach showing an interest in their topic. So they permitted me to come up, and I spent 30 hours at Harvard studying it. I spent a week with UCLA Learning Lab and took 80 hours of courses in how the brain learns. They're actually workshops. So, and I continue every week, every day, learning what I can about how people learn. And it's been very enlightening. You could say I was kind of in charge of the session. I call them sessions now because the lesson is not what I say. It's what students take away. And it's a much more thorough way of looking at it. And the way we say things matters. You could have a good piece of information, and the way you say it makes a difference on whether they will remember it or not. And what you try to do is ask a little bit of a Socratic question and ask them, give them choices. You know, which one? Do you like A, B, or C? And it helps them when they discover the answer. I like to think of it as giving them the tools to become their own best teacher, because they're going to be on the golf course by themselves. And two of the big insights is you're not really learning how to hit a golf ball. The ball is in the way of emotion, and that the outcomes you don't like, the unintended outcomes, are really your teacher for what to do different. Don't see them as something to fix, because it's actually over. The shot is over. It's like baking a pie that you burned. You can't fix it. And instead of having a fixing mindset when you're playing golf or training your game, you have a mindset, you pay attention to what to do, not what to fix. I think a good way of thinking about it is it's a positive approach, not a negative approach. If you're trying to fix something, it's very negative. If you're trying to train something, it's much more positive. In fact, I use the word train. I suggest people train, and when they're having trouble, they're not as difficult on themselves if they went down to practice. A doctor and a lawyer has a practice after they've trained. So I suggest to people to go down and train what you're going to apply on the golf course.
All right. So here are some of the takeaways from your book that hit me. Okay, The Art and Zen of Learning Golf, which I think could be helpful for golfers of all ability levels. Okay, how we move our body is determined by our mindset. The body will do what the brain commands. The right side of the brain gives the body a picture to copy and feel. So pictures in our mind are so much more effective as a learning tool than words. Basically, that's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the feel, there's new research. I wrote that book years ago, See and Feel. And there's now current research that says when you put a feel with your personal feel with that, that's a very good point you make. That picture and that feel becomes the quarterback. And you see it and you feel it before you do it.
Right. So the process starts in your brain, moves to the body, then to the club, and finally to the ball. And the best way for a golfer to learn is for the mind to communicate with the body, try to see and feel the shot beforehand. So what you're basically teaching is really visualizing the shot before you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And each one will be different. That's a big bridge for people to call. You can't control the golf ball. If we could control the golf ball, pros wouldn't miss greens and fairways. What you can control is what you're pointing out. It's kind of like the meeting before the doors open in the business world. You can control what you think about before you address the golf ball, and then just play golf. You know,
right,
don't
but
play
you know,
golf.
But you have to have the understanding, a solid understanding of the fundamentals of the golf swing before you can visualize it properly, right? So you have to break it down to grip, stance, posture, alignment, and balance, right? I mean, you have to visualize it properly before you can hit the ball.
Well, we like to say before you swing the club.
Right.
We didn't learn to drive a car. We learned what to do with the steering wheel, brake pedal, and gas pedal so we could learn to drive the car. So the learning approach based on the tool. The tool is the golf club, and we're learning what to do with the tool. You make a good point.
So now after reading The Art and Zen of Learning Golf, when I was practicing on the range a few days ago, you know, I took your advice. I took time between practice swings. You know, you don't have to go out there and hit a million balls, but you have to hit meaningful. You have to think about it. Yeah, you thought about each swing. You always swing to a target. I think that's very important when you're practicing. Ed,
absolutely,
my engineer, was saying how he loves to go to the range and hit balls. Well, you have to make those practices meaningful. Hit to a target. And then personally for me, knowing what my biggest mistakes are, you know, I took Bobby Jones' advice, which you included in your book. He said the proper order of the movement is body first, then arms, and last club head. So my question to you is, when you get the hips moving in the proper direction, the challenge for me is not to sway and move the entire body. So what should one think about to get the body moving in the right direction in that takeaway?
Well, the body's moving in a circle. It stays inside your feet. A lot of people that don't play a lot of golf or play golf just on the weekends, when they go in motion, they're sliding outside their back foot and their front foot instead of feeling a rotation inside the feet, is the picture I use, that you stay inside your feet when you play golf.
Right. I mean, it's you know, that movement is so important, yet it's sometimes very difficult to perfect, right?
It is, because, you know, the average person has a family and business and has less time than, say, somebody who is playing in high school, college, or for a living. So you try to maximize that time. But, you know, each year, each week, you can improve. And to keep your spirits up, that it's time on task And it's not like a math problem that once you know the equation, it happens every time. And keep in mind, it doesn't happen every time for the golfer who plays for a living.
Right.
But there's ups and downs, and sometimes it's hard for the average golfer to realize that.
It's a lifelong learning process, golf. People think, I can take a couple lessons and go out and play, and I'm gonna get this. No, it takes. I mean, the pros miss short putts. The pros struggle every day with their swings, and they have full time instructors and psychologists following them around and trying to figure everything out. But Michael, you've had truly a long and impressive career. What have been some of your own personal highlights?
Well, I think being named to the World Golf Teachers Hall of Fame, and certainly is a very big honor. To be into the PGA Hall of Fame is a big honor. And it's just to be in a profession that is helping people is golf's been very kind to me. I sometimes use the metaphor that I ask, are great companies consistent? And the greatest companies aren't consistent. They handle the bad year better than their competition. And so I'm trying to pass that message along. There's a great book out there that I didn't write, Golf from Point A, by Susie Myers, who played the tour for a long while, but is now a very competent teacher. And she points out that it's one shot at a time. That this, you stand there, and this shot has no future and no past. You just stay in the present, which is what you brought up when you went on the golf course. You tried to stay with one shot at a time.
And you'll hear the pros talk about that, staying in the presence, not thinking about the next shot, not thinking about the leaderboard, not thinking about the overall consequences of your game that particular day, just one shot at a time. And that is so difficult to do. It's such an important point.
Absolutely. And when you figure that out, when you're figuring it out is just being comfortable with it. As you stand on the first tee, nobody can predict their score. It's just something that's different every day. And if you can find a place for that emotionally, it's going to be a great step towards progress.
And as Nancy Lopez says, have fun with it. Play happy golf. I love her positivity.
Absolutely.
Michael, thank you so much. MichaelHebron.com. That's Michael, HEBRON.com. Continued success. It's really a pleasure to be reading all of your teachings here, all these books. I really appreciate you sending me these books, and continued success. Just what a great career you have and continue to have.
Well, thank you for your kind words. Have a great day.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ibe Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ibe Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.